Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. So much.
This is Filmy. I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again here with some friends coming into the morning show studio for Community Conversation on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 49 at 9 o'clock. And the news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoles getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News. A key hearing today for the Menendez brothers, who are attempting to get out of prison for the 1989 shotgun murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home.
Today's hearing was supposed to have happened back in December and got repeatedly delayed. Today, the Menendez brothers will appear remotely to make their argument that they have been rehabilitated in prison over 35 years and that under California's resentencing laws that they should go free. The DA, who took over in December, argues they remain a threat to society and have told lies over many years. A judge could decide to keep them locked up or to free them, either immediately or pause it, waiting on likely appeals. Today's hearing is expected to go through tomorrow and maybe into next week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Overnight, prosecutors indicated they might ask for the hearing to be delayed. All 1.4 million energy customers in Puerto Rico in the dark. The islands have been hit by a power blackout that the governor calls unacceptable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 63 today with spotty showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm later. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and a low of 52. Friday, variable clouds, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 62. 38 with light showers Friday night, and then Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, a high of 57. Sunday, 55 with blustery winds developing with rain likely by mid to late afternoon.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
Yep, we get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Yeah, and it would be like, go Gary, go Gary, U.S. Cellular, love Gary.
I'm cool with just the music.
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Customers can get $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
On a morning show get together today from WRCO, we have a very topical subject. We'll be talking with Linda Stadler, who's a staff nurse in the ICU at the Richland Hospital, and Cindy Riley, a social worker. And we're going to be talking about some things like advance directives and getting your care planning all sorted out, and power of attorney and those kind of things. Things that we've chatted about on the morning show, but these two are here with their expert knowledge. Linda, good to see you this morning.
Thank you, Phil.
This is very important that we talk about this, right?
This is, and we have a special day this week called National Healthcare Decisions Day. It was actually yesterday, but it's a national day where we focus across the country on encouraging people to fill out their advance directives, have those conversations with their families, the important people that can help speak for them in the moment when they might not be able to direct their own care. And so we always like to get out more publicity during this week and encourage people to start working on the advance directives. It really is a gift to your family to fill out this paperwork or have given direction, because then they aren't caught up in the moment either as a surprise. Okay, what do we do now? This person can't make their own decisions. And they know who that patient or person has assigned to speak for them, and hopefully had some conversations where they've, you know, used some scenarios. What if this? What if I needed dialysis? And you just kind of promote a few discussions like that, which really helps family members in the moments when they have to step in and help with your decision making.
Cindy, it's sure a good idea to speak with those family members before you actually put their name on the dotted line, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what we always like to encourage, too, is having the person making the power of attorney for healthcare there with their proposed decision makers, so that when they're filling out the documents, usually that creates a lot of conversations, and that is very helpful because then the person, if and when they do become the decision maker for the person filling out the document, we've gone through a lot of scenarios and what would they want? I mean, down to, you know, if they want clergy to come at end of life, and yes, like Linda said, are you going to want dialysis? Are you going to want tube feeding? I mean, all sorts of different scenarios. If you don't know who you are or where you are, you know, I mean, what matters to you?
So I guess over the years, that many years ago, I was thinking that this is something you had to do through a lawyer, but it's not necessarily true, is it, Cindy?
No, right. You can go to the, you know, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. They're having monthly for a bit, and you can call them and get their schedule. They have, and that's free. We also offer it at the Richland Hospital. You can make appointments, and that's free to have those documents created instead of going to an attorney. We're very pleased that we're getting quite a few appointments right now. The appointments are booked out until like October.
Well, so you do stay busy then, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're lucky. We've got Deb O'Connell, who used to be physical therapist director, and she volunteers and fills them out. And Ryan Elliott, who's been, you know, long-term social worker at Pine Valley, also fills them out. And then Angela Metz and I fill in when we can.
The two of you are kind of at different ends because, Cindy, you help fill them out, and then, Linda, you're more the one that kind of reads what the wishes are, aren't you?
Yes, it becomes crucial a lot of times at the bedside for the staff, for the doctor, for the emergency room to be able to find a document like this. So once they're created, the other thing is we definitely want to get them scanned into an electronic record or copies to your power of attorney for healthcare. Don't store them. I always say don't store them in your safe deposit box where nobody can get at it in the evening or the weekend when we need it. So it's really important to have access to it. And now with an electronic record, it can be sent. For instance, if I was at University Hospital in Madison, the Richland Hospital could send a copy of mine down there if I needed care. So it's much easier with the electronic record to share some of those documents as well. But it's so important for healthcare providers to know what your preferences are. We all have them. We're all different. And every patient has the right to make the decisions for how much or how little care they want.
I'm sure you've had that scenario before. Maybe somebody passing through the Richland Center area goes to the Richland Hospital and they're from way outside the area. Hopefully they've got those documents filed, right?
Yes. And it's something that we're always trying to be proactive about, is getting those records completed, scanned in. Cindy does do the work of verifying that documents are accurate, that the dates are correct. It doesn't need to be a notarized form. So once we have witness signatures and all of that completed, we're able to scan it right into our electronic record, and it's very useful for us. We can pull that up at any moment, any time of night or day when it's needed, and have the resource of who the healthcare agent is. And I probably should just, you know, define that we use that term healthcare agent, and we're speaking of the person that you assign to speak for you. And you can have a first and second choice for the healthcare agent. But that person makes those decisions for you in the moment. They're the one that'll have the conversation with the doctor or help decide, you know, is surgery appropriate or not something that you wanted to have done at this point. So that really is your own voice in another person.
It's not just something for older Americans, Linda, is it?
No, in fact, we encourage, you know, from adulthood, 18 and on, to think about filling out advanced directives. And sometimes there are campaigns at high schools and things to get them filled out as seniors are graduating and going off to college. It's important. Anyone could be involved in an accident of some sort where they can't speak for themselves. And so having the document filled out and available is important for anybody.
I'm sure you've seen that a lot, though, where someone does not have these paper and the paperwork done. What happens in that situation?
Yes, and we have a series of questions. You know, you have to do your best. You're looking for what we call a surrogate. A surrogate's somebody who can speak for you, who knows you well. So maybe that person's your spouse, but it might not be also. Maybe you've had more conversation with a sister or brother about, you know, gosh, I'd never want to do this, or I would really want them to try everything because I'm trying to live to the end of the summer when there's a wedding in the family or something. And people have individual reasons for wanting different types of care at different times. But you want to pick somebody who knows you well enough and that you have some conversation with that can really speak for you. So we do ask when they're admitted, if they don't have a power of attorney for health care completed, who would be that person that you would choose to speak for you? Because in Wisconsin, it can be a person of your choice.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, if let's say that we choose one of our children, okay, maybe that child moves out of state or something, it's not going to be available. How easy is it to change and put somebody else's name on there?
Okay. Yeah, so once you've filled out a power of attorney for health care and it's witnessed, it's a legal document, so you can't just add to it or amend it. You have to do a new one. But even if the child, you know, we have people that are power of attorneys for health care out of the state, and they'll communicate by phone and that. So mm-hmm. that usually works pretty well. You know, the important thing is having the a power of attorney for health care completed, since Wisconsin's not of next of kin state, having that person proposed. In the hospital, you could possibly have a surrogate decision maker, but if you're not decisional and big decisions need to be made, we know if it's not emergent transfer or moving to like a nursing home or anything, none of those decisions can be made because we're not a next of kin state. So then the family has to get guardianship, which can be quite costly. Between, you know, around that $3,000, $4,000. But not only is it costly, it's very stressful. You've got a loved one in the hospital. Now they can't make decisions and you have to go to court. That can take up to 30 days. Then leaving that patient in a hospital setting, which isn't great, you know, for all of that time, taking up a hospital bed and they have a chance of other, you know, there's other infections around and getting more confused because hospital delirium is a true thing that can happen. And so that's really a big reason why it's so important to have your power of attorney for health care done. Reach out to your legislation because most states are next of kin and Wisconsin is not.
Mm-hmm. So that could be changed down the road then, and you're hoping to see that change?
It is. They're kind of putting it up to a vote again coming up. I'm not sure when. The last time it went up to vote, it did not pass. And if I understood it correctly, it's just one legislator can say no, decline it, and then so then it doesn't pass. So they're working on it again, and we just had some hospital staff actually went to Madison, and we're kind of talking with government there and lobbying to try to get the next of kin state or passed for us.
What about advanced care for someone who has dementia, Linda? Is that a different thing, and how do you go about that?
Well, once somebody isn't able to make their decisions anymore, if they really can't even name a person to be their health care agent, if they can't name that person who should make decisions for them, then it does end up going to the guardianship, which, you know, you want to do. If you know someone has early dementia, which my mother did have, and they filled out documents in her early stages of dementia. So my stepfather and I were the healthcare agents listed on her form. And you certainly want to have that done, because with dementia or any diagnosis, really, there are more decisions to be made than you think there are initially. And it's not just about how much treatment to have or which medicines to use sometimes, but the difficult decisions of when to stop treatment sometimes. So, you know, would you have a certain surgery done for someone who has advanced dementia? Those are things you need to think about and talk about. Is that something this person would want to have pursued? So,
what about do not resuscitate, you know, like end of life, things like that? We take care of that too at this time, don't we?
Those are really important discussions to have too, because we always ask the questions about whether to do resuscitation or CPR. Those are very individual decisions for people. But I think also that there's a misperception that CPR is more successful than it actually is. And I know I looked up the statistics just yesterday to see again what those were for CPR outside of the hospital. The chances of a successful resuscitation are very, very low, 20% or lower, 10% in a lot of cases.
Outside the hospital.
Outside the mm-hmm. hospital. And if you're in the hospital, they rarely rise above 40%. So not even a 50-50 chance if you're laying in the ICU bed and your heart stops beating that we'll even be able to revive you. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try, because there certainly are instances and there's always new medications and treatments. But I think people view CPR as a much more successful treatment than it actually is. So it's a really important piece of discussion to have when you're talking about advanced directives. So often we ask, do you want CPR or not? But do people really realize, you know, how successful or unsuccessful that treatment is?
Mm-hmm. Feeding tubes, probably another situation, Cindy, that somebody wants to kind of talk about in advance.
Yeah, so that, yes, good question. And we always encourage that. And also, kind of, when I've assisted people filling out their power of attorney for healthcare, there is a question that says, you know, withhold or withdraw feeding tubes. And people, when they fill that out on their own and without having any guidance, will see that question as yes or no, I want a feeding tube. And what it's actually asking is, does your power of attorney for healthcare agent have the authority to make that decision to withhold or withdraw or give a feeding tube? So if they answer it, you know, yes or no, but if they answer it incorrectly, that means we have to, yes. So if they say no, the agent cannot make that decision, then by law, you have to try to give them a feeding tube if at all appropriate through the medical. And so sometimes you can have somebody that's, you know, quite elderly and would not have wanted to go through a big surgery. But then again, the hospital would have to treat. Otherwise, the family would have to go to court to have that decision or have that removed. Usually it's more about kind of the removal.
That's a tough decision sometimes. And, you know, and what happens if somebody says, keep me alive, resuscitate me, you know, keep the feeding tube in, because maybe they're going to have a medical breakthrough while I'm in the hospital. You know, I mean, everybody has their own ideas, don't they, Linda?
Yes, you can. And I think of feeding it as one of those basic needs that we always think about. I mean, feeding is what we all want to do for each other, is give nutrition. That's a very caring thing to do. So for someone to say, you know, stop feeding is, I think, a very difficult decision. And for some people, it's based on their religion. You know, that they might seek guidance from their religion. Other people are just, it's a very caring thing to do. And so we encourage people, when they're filling out advanced directives, you use those resources that are important to you. If your faith is a very strong part of your life, go to your pastor, or your priest, or someone at your church and talk about, you know, how does this decision connect with my faith? Some people may need that as their resource to help them for decision making. But tube feeding is not without complications or discomfort also. And some people, for instance, a stroke patient who can no longer talk or walk or be out of bed might say, you know, if I am in that position, I don't want you to start tube feeding. You know, I don't want you to prolong my life at that point. And I can respect that. I, as a nurse, I can respect a decision that any patient makes or that their healthcare agent tells me about, as long as we get some direction. And that's what the advanced directives are all about.
As a nurse, in a situation like that, then, what about water?
A lot of times water is given just for hydration, mm-hmm. and you can do hydration, which provides comfort without providing nutrition. So comfort is always a focus for people at the bedside, no matter what anybody's condition or state is. Comfort is never something that would be removed as a treatment. It's always something that's mandated, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Founded in 2008, National Healthcare Decisions Day, which actually was yesterday, but we're kind of celebrating it today on the morning show, one day late. We're always a day late and a dollar short. Why do you feel it's important to have a day like this, Cindy?
I think it's really important for people to get that information out there, especially just kind of, again, with that Wisconsin not being next of kin, people really, I mean, even hospital staff at times when I give them the scenario and kind of they're like, really, my husband can't make my decisions or my, you know, my wife. And it's like not in Wisconsin where most of them can. And so it's just it really is, like Linda said, it's a gift to your family to not only know your wishes, but to cause them where they can make the decisions immediately, not having to go to court, not, you know, which is very time consuming, expensive and overwhelming. It's just something that we really want to get out there and have people avoid if at all possible. And again, having the conversations with your family of what would you want or not want. And when they see it kind of written down, when there's an emergency, it comforts the family to be able to look at that and say, this is exactly what they wanted. And I know I'm making the choices for the person I'm speaking for, not what I would want, but what they would want.
Mm-hmm. So if we're coming in to have a meeting with you, Cindy, to fill these things out, what do we need to bring?
So we have folders that if you're going to make an appointment that does have, it has the advanced care planning guide. So that can go, so it has questions and answers. You have the actual document. You have a paper that says advanced care planning, healthcare agent explaining everything, CPR, even a sheet that says preparing for your advanced care planning appointment. So you get a big packet of information and you, to really go through. And we always encourage, if at all possible, to bring that person that you're going to name as your power of attorney for healthcare agent.
Is it important to talk to our primary physician, Linda?
Yes, it is. And a lot of primary physicians are screening when patients come in. Do you have a document? Should we set up an appointment for you to get this filled out? Or recommending, you know, when you've had a new diagnosis is a perfect time for a physician maybe to step in and say, you know, with this diagnosis, either it's probably time to think again about filling out a power of attorney for healthcare, or maybe it's time to review it, because a diagnosis is a big change in your life. It can be a big change in your life. So it may change what you thought you wanted or how much care you do or don't want. And that's an important time to review your document. They recommend reviewing your document approximately every 10 years just to see, you know, are there any changes to put on it? any time you have a significant new diagnosis is a time to go back to your document as well. You're presented with a new scenario and you need to think about different decisions that might need to be made. Even blood transfusions, for instance. Am I going to continue having blood transfusions or not? And then there are certain times when you have to think about who you've named to speak for you. Perhaps my spouse has passed away, so now I need to think about a different agent, or was there a divorce? And that actually invalidates the document itself. So if your healthcare agent is your spouse and you become divorced, then you definitely should be looking at completing a new document. But once you've gone through the conversation, you know, of making some of these decisions, to redo it, I don't think is as difficult as the first go around, I would say. Would you, Cindy?
Yeah, I do agree. Once you've done it, you kind of get over that hurdle. Many people are afraid of it, or if you bring it up, they're thinking, well, I've got many years to live. I don't need to do this yet. And so, again, just kind of the education we like to get out there that if you're 18 or older, you don't have a legal person to make any decisions if that did come up and you do need that. So we really encourage that. And like Linda was saying, so times to look at your advanced directives is, you know, every decade, every new diagnosis or disease, a death, because it doesn't have to even be your power of attorney for healthcare agent. But, you know, watching someone go through a death might change what your perspectives are and what your wishes would be. And again, if there is a divorce, if you and your spouse get divorced, that invalidates your document. So it's no longer a valid document. And so then you wouldn't have a decision maker if something happened. And you can divorce and make a new document and still name that person if you want, because we've seen that happen too. Mm-hmm. But you do need a new one after that date.
Normally you list a couple of people though, right, to make those decisions. So let's say you're divorced, but the second person on there, can they become the one that's responsible then?
You know, I'm not exactly 100% sure by that, but what they've always told us is if you get divorced, it's no longer valid. So I don't think in that case you move to the second one, but I'm not sure.
It would be helpful if there was a second person listed, at least in the moment, if you hadn't recreated a document. If I have my spouse who's, say, passed away and I have a child listed, they at least, if I have a spouse and I'm divorced and then I also have a child listed, at least they have a second person who I had picked to speak for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have these documents. Of course, the Richland Hospital have it on file. We get copies. What should we do with those copies? Store them anywhere in particular, Linda?
Yes, they're important to give copy, especially to whoever the agent is, mm-hmm. because after all, when you're the person impacted, when you need that person to speak for you, you're not going to go to your file drawer and pull out the document. You're going to need someone else to have a copy of it. So the agent having a copy is also very important because they can put their hands on it and bring it in, perhaps, just in case it didn't get into the hospital record. We do ask on every admission for patients that are actually becoming inpatients at the hospital if they have a document and if we have it on file. If we don't have it on file, then we're asking, can someone bring it in? Can a family member bring it while you're here? We'll get it scanned in. So we're always trying to collect those documents. Many people who have them filled out at lawyer's office, that's another place where, okay, you did the work and you got it done, but where is it on file now? Is it at the lawyer's office where we can't access it on off hours or weekends? So we really encourage people, once you get those filled out, bring it to your next doctor's appointment. Bring it into the clinic or the hospital. It's quick and easy for them to scan it. So
you talked about redoing it every 10 years, or at least looking at it. You know, a lot can happen in 10 years. I think we sometimes forget what we said, right, Cindy?
Yeah, we sure do, yes. And that's why we look at it, just kind of review it. Do I still feel the same? If so, we just kind of put it away again for the next 10 years. If I feel, you know, I don't really feel this way anymore, I've aged or I've watched some of the things happen with other family members, and I want to make a change. Sometimes you might even have somebody that's listed. If you didn't have family right away and you have a friend and you're like, you know, I don't really talk to this friend quite as much anymore, or I've got somebody that I feel is closer. So it's always, always good to continue to review those documents and make sure that they adequately meet your needs and represent what you would want done.
Well, we'll continue our conversation in just a moment as we learn a little bit more about this and celebrate National Healthcare Decisions Week.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. At Edward Jones, we apply that consistent approach to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis is a key to long-term growth. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of just enduring. To learn more, call us at 608-647-8889 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Rockwell Automations offers all of that and more. They aren't your typical manufacturing experience. They're a great place to work because of the great people that work there. And it's been that way since 1971. The team is growing, and they would like you to be a part of it. First shift positions start over $20 an hour, and second shift positions start over $22 an hour. These wages on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join the team. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop by on any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where they meet you.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Welcome back to our morning show visit here on WRCO. Linda Stadler and Cindy Riley are here from the Richland Hospital. Thanks to Shauna for setting up another informative morning show here today. We want to kind of just wrap up a few other things here, Linda, as we talk about power of attorney. There's a difference between medical and financial, isn't there?
Yes, and the screening questions that we are asking when patients are admitted to the hospital are about your power of attorney for healthcare. There is also a power of attorney for finances, which is called the durable power of attorney. And that is a completely separate document, separate assignment. And many people confuse the two, I think, or think that once they've got one of the documents made out that it covers both of the areas, which is not true. They are two separate areas. The hospital's not interested in learning who your power of attorney is for your finances. That's a separate issue as well. And what we need is direction for your healthcare decisions.
What about, other things as far as surgeries and things like that? Where do those come into play?
Yes, and oftentimes if there's someone who is unable to make a decision about surgery because they're simply too sick in the moment. So we contact that healthcare agent or the person they've chosen to speak for them. We can do that by phone. We can get a verbal consent from a person, you know, who's out of state. You could be in another country and we could contact you by phone and do a verbal consent as long as we have direction of who you want to make those decisions. So it is possible to contact your agent by phone. They don't have to be present at the bedside. And sometimes it impacts people's decisions about who they choose for an agent because sometimes they want that person, the patient wants that person right at the bedside with them, but it's not mandatory. It's not absolutely necessary. We do a lot of conversations by phone, a lot of explanations by phone, so we're able to manage it either way. But it might impact people's decisions sometimes. They want to choose, if I have two children and one lives out of state and one's in state, maybe I'm choosing the one that's in state because I want to have that close conversation with somebody in the moment.
During COVID, we heard a lot more about ventilators. How do ventilators play into this?
And the ventilator is one of those life-sustaining treatments, which is significant to start that treatment, but sometimes it's difficult to decide whether to discontinue it. I would put it in the same category as tube feeding, perhaps, and some of the other treatments, but it's the option to start the treatment is not always the difficulty, but the decision to decide, okay, we've tried a ventilator for 3 days, we have no response, there's, you know, do we continue down this path? Do we continue with tube feeding or blood transfusions or whatever it may be? So I see stopping treatment as a tough decision as well. Sometimes it's an important piece to include in your conversation. And people will sometimes say, you know, try that for a couple of days. You know, yes, if I come in, I'm from a car accident and you put me on a ventilator, give me a couple of days and see what you figure out. Well, you know, how bad is the impact of the accident, and then make a decision. So you can include those kinds of sometimes time-limited treatment as well.
Cindy, let's talk, and this is probably a gray area, but what about mental health when it comes to filling out documents and those kind of decisions?
Yes, most mental health is not covered under your power of attorney for health care. It says right in the document that your health care agent cannot admit you to any kind of psychiatric unit. They can't have any kind of treatment like, you know, like the electrotherapy or anything like that. So it's not able to, you're not able to make those decisions for your person.
You mentioned earlier you're pretty busy, but people should get on the list if they want to, they want help with you guys filling them out.
Yeah, so we do have, you can make appointments. We are booked out, I believe what the admission said was up to October at this time, so it is great. If there is an emergent type thing where somebody's like, you know, I have this upcoming surgery and my doctor thinks I should have this filled out, a lot of times the doctors will give us a call and say, can you find a way to kind of schedule them in? And so we do that. You know, I'll look at my schedule and see. There's times that a doctor will come to us and say, so-and-so is on the, you know, in the hospital right now, this patient. I feel we're really losing that window of when to do the power of attorney for healthcare. Would you please complete one while they're here? So we do make exceptions and fill out the documents at that time with the person. We don't like to do it in the acute setting because usually they're just really not feeling well, and that's not the best time to make healthcare decisions because it can be scary. You don't really feel well. You might not make the decisions you would at another time, but we always do the best that we can. And like, you know, you did bring up COVID. We were doing a lot of them then when people were having to transfer and kind of talking about ventilators and different things. And we had to get creative in the ICU. They've got, you know, the glass doors. And so we would kind of stand on one side with a phone and communicate with them over the phone and be creative on how we would do that. But we just are always learning and trying to do our best and really educating everyone and hoping to get people to get those documents done.
People can work on that through Health and Human Services as well, can't they?
They can. They can call the Aging and Disability Resource Center and ask if they've got some days scheduled with volunteers. They're partnering with different agencies within Richland County to have volunteers to help people fill those advance directives out, but you do have to make an appointment to have that done so they know that they have a slot for you.
Awesome. Very timely subject this week, and we appreciate that. Anything else either of you would like to add here today?
I think just to let people know the process at the Richland Hospital, how much time is involved, that once your appointment is made, you get some information to take home so you can prepare for your appointment. And the appointment times, Cindy, are an hour?
Yeah, so it typically takes about an hour. You can also, a husband and wife can come in and do their documents together, be each other's power of attorney for healthcare agent if they want, and that still is just kind of an hour. So an individual for an hour or a couple and for an hour or two, and we'll send out that folder and let you have all the information and things that you can be thinking about, which kind of gets the conversation going, hopefully before you come in for your appointment.
And at no cost. It's free.
Right. Not an easy thing, but, you know, you should look at it as an honor if somebody chooses you to do that for
absolutely.
Them, right? They trust you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks for coming in today, you two.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Richland Hospital staff here today, Linda Stadler, who is a staff nurse in the ICU, and Cindy Riley, a social worker at the Richland Hospital on today's morning show.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we're talking about a special event going on at Julie Cairns, State Farm Insurance. In the studio, the very own Julie Cairns, along with husband Ryan and Chief Scott Gall, is here as well as we talk about the upcoming event. Julie, why are we doing this again?
We're doing this again because it was such a huge success the last couple of years. And I think, too, it's just easy access to our fire department. And my goodness, a locker dog? Courtesy of the locker plant here and Ryan's grilling skills, I feel like that's a no-brainer. So we're going to keep on the repeat.
Mm-hmm. What are the hours coming up on the 26th?
Yep, on Saturday the 26th, it'll be from 11 to 1:30. I'm sure the grill will get started and fired up early, but 11 o'clock to 1:30. So okay. Right over the lunch period. Purposely planned that way, mind you.
Ryan, any secrets to grilling? Anything you can let us in on?
Yeah, don't burn anything.
Oh, okay.
Don't start any fires.
You're in good hands if you do, though.
Yeah, fire department will be right there. Yeah.
That was my next question, because it's all about smoke detectors. Do they test each one? They put them by you?
Smart. It'd probably be tough to cook the hot dogs the way I cook them if they were right by me.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
there's some smoke.
A little bit.
This is awesome. But a rewarding thing for you guys to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. And honestly... for years, like, you can't beat a locker dog. So there's something about grilling them, and then there's a little secret on the prep to make them even better. So
Okay,
I'm the only one that knows that secret.
This is a secret.
Mm-hmm. secret
yep. Ryan Cairns secret.
Yeah,
that's awesome. But smoke detectors are important, you know, in your line of work, certainly in the insurance business. We all need to have them, obviously, and they save a lot of lives and homes, don't they?
They do. And it's not funny, but it's something we have in common, I guess, is you know, fire department in insurance industry, right? We're both about prevention. Nobody wants to lose a home. Nobody wants to lose a loved one. And that first line of defense is oftentimes a smoke detector. You know, we've had losses in the past where one of the first questions we find out from the inspector is that the smoke detectors were not in, or they were in, no batteries. So for us, it just is a very, it's a pain point when we find out folks don't have them. When we can educate and help get those smoke detectors in homes, I think fire department and us, we're all benefiting from that. So
when you're writing a homeowner's policy, I mean, that's not necessarily prerequisite, but...
it's not. But of course, we talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, we have education seminars, I guess. But in every homeowner's conversation, we do share different pieces that can help protect your home. And if it needs to be that we connect a customer with the fire department, we'll do that. And we've done that in the past. So... It's just on the 26th, it will give you all free range to have access to the fire trucks, the fire department to sign up. I'll let Scott talk about their program. But yeah, we have a lot in common with the fire department. And I think, too, we're trying to protect the firefighters, too, right? To help them not have to go to a home that's been engulfed in flames. This is all part of it. So, smoke detectors.
Let's bring him on. Chief Gauld is here. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Have you had kind of a quiet fire season, or how's it been for Richland Center Fire Department?
Calls are way up, obviously, with how dry it's been. Currently, we're at 83. I've been on 27 years. And we had 80 calls when I got on a year. Last year we had 230, and we're on like a 300 pace this year, which just all of it's the most grass fires we've ever had, I guess, in the last 25 years, just for how dry it's been this year. So
I had no idea that you'd been that busy.
Yeah, so it's very busy. I mean, you know, we get called for everything. We've got the tools now. We've been fortunate through donations from the community. We've just added a new drone to our fleet, so we have two drones. So that's added, you know, more calls to help the Sheriff's Department or local other agencies within our mutual aid and even outside of that area. So lots of different types of calls over the years that they've sure changed.
Do you have people that are specially trained to operate those drones then?
We do. We have five certified pilots on our staff at the fire department.
And have you had to put them into use here so far?
We have. Yeah, I think last year we had 10 calls. We had one about a month ago. So,
let's talk about the smoke detectors. Do you still have a program through the department?
We do. You know, when this started, I think Julie and Brent Parker started talking about this a couple years ago. And Brent, being our city inspector, obviously he sees a lot of the businesses and everything. And this was a program that we kind of copied from Reedsburg, has done this for years. And with State Farm's help with this event, we've been able to have detectors on hand, have folks come to this event, sign up, and then we have members within the department that go out, do a home inspection and kind of place where these detectors should be placed within the homes.
So you can sign up then and then schedule the appointment later then?
Yep. We have two or three that'll go out and, you know, do that home inspection and show the placements that they should be.
That gives us peace of mind because sometimes we don't know exactly where we're supposed to hang these or where they're supposed to go.
No.
And you give the suggestions there and show
them. We do. I think it's been surprising on some of the folks that have contacted us. You would have thought that they would have all these things, and we've been able to go out and help them. And it's been really rewarding. And again, like Julie said, we'd much rather go out and do that than have to go out on a call and have a loss and all the things that go along with it. So
the smoke alarms and fire detectors, are they all, I mean, you can buy cheap ones, you can buy really expensive ones. What do you suggest?
Have something that works, right? I mean, just something that's going to alert you. We go as officer pages to a lot of end of life or CO detectors or smoke detectors. You know, they'll chirp once every 30 seconds or once every minute, and they'll call dispatch, and then we get paged out to go and check them. And they're good for about, they're 10 years is what they should be changed. So if they're hardwired, whatever, 10 years, you should change them out, because over time, the dust and things that get in those sensors, they just need to be changed out and updated.
We forget sometimes 10 years goes by pretty fast.
It does. It? Yep. It sure does.
Should mark them maybe, right, when you put them in?
Yep. And, you know, I mean, it's always been, we try to put reminders out there, daylight savings time, you know, check your batteries. And a lot of those, you know, are self-enclosed now. They're, you know, just a 10-year life battery in them. But just it'd be a great time to check and make sure they're working.
You'll have your staff at Julie Karen State Farm on the 26th then?
Yep, we will. In the past, we've brought over a few trucks. We showed off our new UHP truck that we received a couple years ago. Hopefully, the drone folks can be there showing off our new drone. We were in the last month able to upgrade our UTV, so we'll try to have that over there too.
Mm-hmm. And that's gone out to a lot of calls. Then I take it
it's been going to a lot of calls. You know, that unfortunately it goes. We have a lot of, obviously with the area, a lot of hunters in the woods in the fall. If there's issues in the woods, we use that, and it goes out on all of our brush fires too.
Events like this, we think about the fire department lots of times, but it's good for you guys to be out there in a community in a non-emergency situation, isn't it?
It is. You know, I mean, we've focused on that the last 3 or 4 years. Years ago, our dance was kind of our one time in the community, you know, for folks to see us. And we've been trying to get out there as much as we can. We kind of opened it up and it got to be a lot. Somebody wanted us every weekend. But, you know, these events are, to me, important, get our members out in front of the public and show off the tools that they help support and buy and have for our district.
So people will be taking donations. Will any of your members, your fire department members, dance if somebody gives enough donation, or how does that
we
work?
Might have a couple that like to dance. I'm not sure, but it's not going to be me.
Okay. It won't be Chief Gall. No. All right. Julie, anything you want to add about the event?
No, I just think it's important. I don't expect everyone to, you know, drop their Saturday plans, but if you could certainly stop in for a few minutes, meet the fire department, grab the locker dog, perhaps, you know, give a donation, that would be fantastic. Our community is so good about spreading themselves across, you know, all the different events and charities and whatnot, and I just think, you know, make sure and add this to that. It's important. You know, every one of our customers where we've ever had a loss, none of them obviously expected it. And I think we have to have that mindset when we think about the education piece is, mine's fine. Just double check. Doesn't take long. So, yeah. So, no, just stop in. 11 to 1:30 on the 26th, Locker Dogs, courtesy of Ryan Cairns and Craig at the Locker Plant. So I think you'll be glad that you stopped in.
Great. Any words of wisdom you'd like to add, Ryan?
No, I think just the awareness, you know, for the smoke detectors and having the professionals, the fire department there, that's the biggest thing, you know, just creating awareness because like you were saying, you know, 10 years goes by fast. You know, I replaced my smoke detectors just past the 10-year mark, and I was really surprised, like, where does time go? So, you know, making sure you're doing that and... like you say, I know they come dated, but, you know, write a date on there so you know what they are and put it on your calendar somewhere. But it's a very important piece. So,
and I feel like, too, we're trying to remove excuses, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you show up Saturdays, sign up with Scott and the team, we'll take that all off your plate, right? We can take that off. So, yeah, no excuses. Smoke detectors at work.
We hope a lot of people will stop out. And Scott, a little rain maybe in the forecast for Easter weekend. That wouldn't be bad. Maybe you guys can actually go to family functions and take your naps and things like that, right?
That would be great. Yeah, it's been, you know, crazy. Just make sure if you are going to burn, check the DNR website. Make sure that you have your permit and, you know, wait till after 6 or the hours that they say, because